From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticizes Russia. Speaking in Brussels, Kerry called Russia's support for the Syrian government, in his words, irresponsible and profoundly ill-advised.
And together, the Syrian regime and Russia seem to have rejected diplomacy in furtherance of trying to pursue a military victory.
Kerry said efforts to end the war in Syria must continue despite the suspension of U.S.-Russian talks on a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the U.N. human rights chief, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, called for the U.N. Security Council to adopt rules to prevent members from using their veto power to block resolutions where matters of war crimes, crimes against humanity, or genocide are involved. Also, the Russian military said Tuesday it had beefed up its forces in Syria with state-of-the-art air defense missiles. The United Nations is appealing to the international community to pay more attention to Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports.
Most media attention is on Syria, but UN officials fear this focus is overshadowing the desperate life-saving needs of more than 12 million people in war-torn Yemen. Spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says the war has destroyed the livelihoods of Yemen's people, robbed them of basic services, and pushed the economy to near total collapse. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Hurricane Matthew made landfall in western Haiti Tuesday morning. Winds of up to 230 kilometers an hour struck the coast early in the day. The storm brought heavy rain and wind as it swirled on toward Cuba and the Bahamas. Forecasters say Matthew could hit Florida toward the end of the week and push its way up the U.S. East Coast. This is VOA News.